I'm Chad Frank. I'm 32 years old. I lived without Christ in my life until I was 27 years old. I was headed for destruction and to hell. I was not faithful to my wife. I was an alcoholic. I lived for the moment and caused much pain and hurt in my marriage. I'm thankful my children were young enough that they can't remember the foolish man I was. Just months before, I went on the walk to Emmaus. I went from 210 pounds down to 167 pounds. I was headed for death. I believe that was due to the weight of sin in my life. If that walk in God's timing would not have been that January, I would not have been standing in front of you today. I give God all the glory for the tears I cried as He washed me and made me new. He set my feet upon a rock, surrounded me with saints to help me step out and to share the gift of life He has given me. I came home from the walk to Emmaus. First thing I did was kiss my wife. I saw her through Christ's eyes. How sorry I was that I treated her so poorly. Then I ran to my son and daughter's room. They were already asleep. That didn't stop me from what I had to say. I asked them both for forgiveness. I was covered with peace. I gave them a kiss and told them how much I loved them. Then I went into my bedroom. I asked my wife if we could talk. We talked until early morning. Things were said that was hard to forgive. But Monica and I have worked through these things, seeking the Lord together. I kissed her and told her how much she meant in my life. If it was not for her, I would not have ever gone to the walk to Emmaus. Then God used my witness as I was radically changed. People who knew me didn't know me anymore. God used my life to share a book called Maximize Manhood with my father. About 10 days after I was saved, my father read this book, and at the end of this book, had the sinner's prayer. And my father got on his knees in front of my mother, as she is his witness. He asked Christ to have ownership of his life. My mother rededicated her life to Christ. We have committed our business to Christ. My marriage has been restored. My children are in Christian schools. And for the most part, at home, I can't even pick up my fork without my kids screaming, "Who's going to bless the food?" And I end with this. Each and every one of us has a choice. You can choose life or death. I have chosen life. What do you choose this day?